Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? It is 3 o'clock, and so it is time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I'm so excited to be joined by my special guest for this installment. Her name is Amy Hanauer. She is the executive director of the Institute on Tax and Economic Policy, a nonpartisan tax policy organization that works to bring accurate research and data to tax policy conversations. Amy spent nearly 30 years creating economic policy that advances social justice and is also the executive director for Citizens for Tax Justice, the founder of Policy Matters Ohio, and the board chair for the American Prospect magazine. We're here today to talk about Trump's tax plan. He's promised to cut the corporate tax rate again. He's promised to extend the many tax cuts, especially to the ultra wealthy, that were part of his 2017 tax bill. He's promised to exempt overtime pay and tips from taxes and impose a new 20% tariff on imported goods. Amy's organization, shorthand ITEP, the Institute on Tax and Economic Policy, just released an absolutely groundbreaking report analyzing what would actually happen if all of Trump's policy proposals were implemented. And headline is, the results would be horrible for ordinary working Americans, because the richest 5% would get a tax cut, but the 95% of the rest of us, yeah, we'd end up paying more taxes than we do today. Let's get into that report with Amy. Amy, if you could just explain a little bit more about the baseline findings of the report. And folks, if you're listening out there and you want to read the report for yourself, we're going to have that report, the link to it, the entire report in our show notes today. You can find that at civicmedia.us. And you can always Google the Institute for Tax and Economic Policy, ITAP, and find it yourself there. But Amy, what are the headlines from your newest report?
Yeah, Maggie, thank you so much for having me on. And it's great to talk to you. And the one thing I should have put in my bio is that I spent my 20s in Wisconsin, both Madison and Milwaukee. So the state that will always be in my heart. So great to be talking to Wisconsinites again. You got it right. So my organization is called ITAP. And you can find all of our stuff at itep.org. And this morning's front page of the New York Times, the Trump tax proposals would on average lead to a tax cut for the richest 5% of Americans and a tax increase on everyone else. And I got to tell you, Maggie, it's almost unbelievable to think that you could skyrocket the deficit to such an incredible degree and still raise taxes on working Americans. But somehow Trump has pulled that off. And the way that he has pulled that off is by making sure that it contains tax cuts of $36,000 on average for the richest 1% of households, and tax increases for everybody else. And so for the middle 20%, for middle income people, they'd pay about $1,500 a year more in taxes under the Trump tax plans. Again, while the richest 1% is paying $36,000 less.
Want to emphasize those findings because we're having a little problem hearing you, Amy. So if you could speak up as much as you can. I also put the phone number for the studio in our chat just in case you need to call in. ITEP took all of Donald Trump's tax proposals. So the tariff, the corporate tax cuts, the exemptions for tips and overtime, took all of this together, as well as the extension of his tax cuts from 2017 for billionaires and 100 millionaires. And you analyze them as a whole. That's what's really important here. And that is the appropriate analytic or analysis approach, right, to really get an idea of what the impact of these proposals would be as a whole on the middle class. And what ITEP has concluded, again, as Amy just said, the top 1%, the wealthiest of the wealthy in the United States under Trump's tax plan would see their tax go down by $36,000, while the taxes for everybody else the regular folks are going up. That is just incredible to me. If you include, but Amy, I want to ask you this. Who ends up just on an economic basis hurt the very most?
Well, I mean, I think that all of us are hurt because it ruins the deficit. So what that means, I mean, what has been the past practice is that when Republicans have a trifecta, when they have the power to place whatever they want, they put in place policies that give large tax cuts to the very wealthiest and to corporations. And then that balloons the deficit. And then these, what Paul Krugman calls very serious people in Washington, D.C., get concerned that the deficit is high or that the debts are high and demand spending cuts. And then those spending cuts are imposed on all of the things that enable middle-class families to make it, the things that make college a little teeny bit more affordable for a middle-class kid, the things that enable you to have decent education spending, to have health care, to have Social Security. They demand cuts to all of those things. So I think we're all really harmed when we see a tax bill that is this skewed, that from the get-go gives to the rich and takes away from the poor, and on top of it reduces the revenue that the federal government is bringing in. So it's really flawed.
And just today, one of the Wisconsin Senate candidates, to your point about, okay, so you give away these, basically give away money to billionaires, 100 millionaires, and the wealthiest corporations. What that ends up doing, ballooning the deficit, which then provides this predicate for conservatives to start cutting all sorts of spending, which ends up hurting middle-class Americans. Just today at the Rotary Club's luncheon, our Senate candidate, Eric Hovde, got on the stage and basically confirmed that plan, that he wants to cut Social Security, veterans benefits, and Medicare. That's what this leads inexorably to in the end sum. I wanted to focus in a bit, Ms. Hanauer, on this 20% tariff on foreign goods. This is really the centerpiece of Trump's plan. It's what he talks about all the time. Can you talk about whether tariffs are good or bad policy, and specifically then address Donald Trump's 20% tariff plan?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that there are targeted times when tariffs can be useful to protect a domestic industry that's really, really important, to protect a domestic industry that may have something to do with national security, or to retaliate against another country that is imposing some sort of tariffs on us. But all economists agree that broadly based tariffs raise the prices paid by consumers and businesses on the goods and services they buy. And so with these sweeping tariffs proposed by Trump, which are far larger than anything on the books today, they would end up raising the prices faced by American consumers just across the income scale. And because low and middle income families end up spending a larger share of their earnings just to make ends meet, you know, it ends up having a much bigger effect on their budget. And here's the thing, it's like anything that's imported. So take, you know, bananas. Like, we're not gonna start producing bananas in Iowa, but we're gonna say that consumers have to pay more for them, avocados. And so we have to think about what is it that we actually have a targeted domestic need to produce here, and then maybe there might be some role for that. But slapping tariffs on across the board just to be punitive, just to sort of show that you're stronger than some other country, is gonna raise taxes for everyone. And that's what we found in our analysis, was that the middle-class families were gonna be paying about $1,500 a year, $1,500 a year more as a result of these plans.
Absolutely incredible. Folks, if you're interested in why is Trump so obsessed with tariffs, what is the history of these sorts of tax policy proposals? I'm going to dig into that with historian Heather Cox Richardson this Friday on my show for an entire hour, starting at 2:00 Central. Mark your calendars. We're going to get into it. I've got the sound of Donald Trump talking about William McKinley. This was not good, folks. This led to the Gilded Era. Not good at all. But I wanted to talk also, Amy, about Trump's plan to extend the already existing cuts from his 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. At the time, he said this is going to be good for the middle class. It's going to boost the economy and grow jobs. It's been 7 years since Trump's tax cuts for the wealthiest corporation, the billionaires and the 100 millionaires. Has it lived up to the hype?
You know, not at all. I mean, I think the main and most important thing that we saw is that America's largest, most consistently profitable corporations saw their effective tax rates fall after passage of the Trump tax law from an average of 22% to an average of 12.8% after the law went into effect. And so to be clear, those are lower, substantially lower than the statutory rates of taxation that those corporations are supposed to pay, because corporations don't pay all the taxes that they owe. But it still fell, you know, and there was some argument that somehow if we lowered the rate, they would pay a higher share of it. Didn't happen. They paid less, and they walked away with more of the money in our economy. And so what it means is that all of the money that working people are contributing, working people are working for, working people are producing, gets funneled into the wealthiest, the wealthiest people in our economy.
Yeah, the benefits of our work, our wage-based work, trickle up to the wealthiest in our economy. And Trump's tax proposals for his second term would only make that worth. My special guest this half hour is Amy Hanauer. She's the executive director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan tax policy organization that works to do accurate research and analyze data fairly and objectively so that you can be a better voter, a more informed voter. My special guest this half hour is Amy Hanauer, the executive director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. If you go to itep.org, you can find out more about their work and read their groundbreaking report just issued today that analyzes the impacts on the middle class of the collective Donald Trump tax proposals for his second term. Importantly, ITEP is a nonprofit and nonpartisan tax policy organization that works so that you and I can be better and more informed voters. Amy, wanted to jump right back in. What did Donald Trump do with the tax cuts? Like, how did he make that work? Did that inure to some benefit to Donald Trump, those tax cuts in 2017? Like, I don't get it. They exploded the deficit. They hurt the middle class. So what was the point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we know about Donald Trump and his sort of policy priorities is that he believes that, the Republican Party wants to increase wealth inequality. There is not a priority in sort of increasing the income of the middle class and certainly of the low income families in this country. I think there's a real priority of keeping Americans divided from each other by race and by gender. And, you know, that it feeds into his priorities when the wealthy get wealthier and he's able to you know, we're not political analysts, but able to get the political contributions from that group of people. So I think that that's part of what was going on with him. But I think that what the policy really did was to just enable corporations to pay lower taxes and enable wealthy people to pay lower taxes. And that's very consistent with a lot of things that he has always prioritized in his career.
I want to ask you, one of the things that I hear frequently from people is, look, those tax cuts are really good for small businesses. It's not about these massive corporations. It's about all of these small businesses. Did small businesses benefit most from Trump's tax cuts?
Yeah, I mean, the 296 largest and most consistently profitable U.S. corporations paid $240 billion less in taxes between 2018 and 2021 than if they had continued to pay the rates they'd paid before the Trump tax law. You know, the profits of huge corporations rose by 44%, but their federal tax bills dropped by 16%. So it was not something that was directed towards small businesses. Small businesses struggle to make a profit. Small businesses often don't even pay their taxes through the court in a different way. And this is just not what that was the priority.
There's also a very real, what I'm going to call viability impact on small businesses when you see these massive corporations absolutely exploding their profit margins and paying so much less in taxes. And that is Taxes support infrastructure. Taxes support public education, which trains workers. Infrastructure allows for the movement of goods, the movement of the products that small businesses want to sell, the supply that they need to build their products, all sorts of things. And when large corporations effectively dodge their fair share of the tax burden, it makes it harder on smaller businesses simply by virtue of there are fewer tax dollars to directly invest in small businesses through various tax credits. And it weakens the ability of governments, local, state, and federal, to invest in public education, to invest in affordable childcare that enables workers to be able to work and be productive for small businesses. It lessens the ability of government to invest in our roads, bridges, and infrastructure necessary for the movement of goods. That all hurts small businesses as well. If he's reelected, Trump wants to cut corporate taxes even more. But do corporations really need another tax cut? Like, are corporations struggling right now, Amy?
Yeah, no, I mean, corporate profits are up and corporate tax payments are down. And, you know, some of the, as you were talking, I mean, some of the largest, most well-known corporations in the country, Walmart, Verizon, Disney, Meta, are some of those that had the largest tax reductions after the Trump tax law. And I think it is actually very self-defeating because some of the things that you were saying really relate to businesses of all sizes. You know, they all need a well-trained workforce. They all need an adequate infrastructure that can enable them to get their products out to market. And so it's pretty self-defeating, and I think it's pretty short-term. I think it'd be a better investment for most small businesses is to make sure that working people are able to get by on what they're paid, and to make sure that we have affordable childcare in this country, that college is affordable in this country. So I look at some of the things that, like what we did during the pandemic, where we increased the child tax credit. We cut child poverty nearly in half while putting a lot of money into the pockets of middle-income families, basically any family that had a kid. That made it easier for people to get by. And so at a time, you know, when unemployment was the highest it's been in many, many decades, we didn't really take a big economic hit, because we helped people out and helped them get through that time. So
yeah,
from there's a lot like that we could do.
Yeah, from a tax cut perspective, Amy, the tax cuts that would help small businesses the most are tax cuts that would benefit middle class and working people the most. That's not what Donald Trump is proposing. And the reason that tax cuts for middle and working people, that those should be prioritized and we should be taxing wealthy people more, is that middle class people, working people, actually consume the products that small businesses sell, and they need the money to do so. And so tax cuts that benefit middle class and working people will be the tax cuts that unlock the power of small businesses and supercharge that, not tax cuts for the wealthiest and the largest, most consistently profitable corporations. Last question, Amy. Donald Trump plans to exempt from income tax tips and overtime. Will this have some unintended effects? Very briefly, you got about 20 seconds.
Well, you know, there are really good ways to protect workers who work overtime, and President Trump weakened the existing system designed to deliver overtime pay. He was recently recorded saying that he hated to pay overtime to his own workers. Look, we want people to be paid overtime. But that we do that through, it should be employers that pay that, not the taxpayers.
Thanks so much. That's Amy Hanauer, the Executive Director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Go to itep.org to find their report and more. It'll also be in our show notes at civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org. And be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.